We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, Rex on the West Bank. Sit tight. Chris Reed, Zach Watson, both out of the lineup tonight for Game 2, LSU in Florida. Our pregame coverage starts at 6:30, first pitch at 7 p.m. from the box. Joining us now, WWL contributor and part of the LSU Sports Radio Network, Jeff Palermo. And Jeff, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, I think you'll like this one, is simply panicked about LSU baseball? Nope, not yet. Getting there? Hell yeah, I'm freaking out. Where would you be?
Well, I would say they're certainly going through a rough point. They're going through a rough moment right now. And as you mentioned, no Zach Watson tonight, no Chris Reed, no Brock Mathis tonight as well. So you got three starters who are out.
That's now five position players that have missed time this year.
Yes. And you thought maybe last year was the year where they went through the injury bug. But it's really caught them right now. And, you know, I still think this team, if they can get themselves back together, get healthy, get Zach Hess right, this is a team that could be very dangerous. They've shown that they can go on the road and beat good teams. They took two out of three against Mississippi State. That wasn't a fluke. They were right there with Georgia. I think the other – really good team in the Southeastern Conference, but right now they're a shell of their former selves, I guess. I mean, they're a walking wounded, and now you're relying on guys like Saul Garza, Drew Bianco, a couple guys that just really haven't given you anything all season long, and hoping that maybe the light comes on for these two guys that going into the year you were expecting a lot from, but they just haven't been able to give you the results that you were hoping for.
Jeff, I think because you've covered this team for a long, long time, and I've been paying attention to them for quite some time as well, it's one of those deals where you still recognize there's a lot of baseball, believe it or not, still remaining. I went to last night, obviously watching the game, 16-9. They got smoked by Florida, and it got me to the point of going, all right, should I rethink my initial stance on this team? And I started to go, yeah, maybe I need to go, hey, it's time to call it like you see it. But then I went back and looked at the 2017 season, Jeff, and we all know what that team accomplished, right? College World Series finals and a nation's runner-up. And I looked at their schedule. They didn't win more than five games in a row until May 11th of that year, when they ripped off 17 straight that ended on June 19th in the College World Series against Oregon State. So I guess my point is that, yeah, well, we're in April. It's still early. It's kind of like mid-afternoon, if you will, not necessarily midnight.
No, I agree. I mean, as I mentioned in the last answer, I think if this team could put itself together, get healthy, get guys producing, say if a guy like Saul Garza's bat comes alive or somebody else, DiGiacomo goes on a run, you know, Daniel Cabrera starts, you know, just going nuts, Josh Smith, or you know, if two or three guys really get hit hot in this lineup, Zach Hess comes back healthy, Eric Walker stabilizes as far as your weekend starter, this team's really tough to beat. But there's a lot of question marks with this team right now. I mean, when can Zach Hess get healthy? How long are Zach Watson and Chris Reed going to be dealing with these injuries? And then we've seen an imperfect lineup all season long, where it really relies on your top four guys or top five guys to produce. It's been nice to see Cade Beloso swing a really hot bat here, one of the freshmen where at this point of the year, as Chris Blair was talking about during last night's broadcast, you really can't consider these guys true freshmen now. I mean, they've played so many games at this point that they should be accustomed to what they're seeing in the SEC, especially when it comes to SEC pitching. And Cade Beloso's had a couple of really nice games here lately. But, man, do they need something out of the bottom of the batting order. And now they need guys like Saul Garza and Drew Bianco to step up. And my concern this weekend, Christian, is a team like Florida, who's playing a ton of freshmen this year, did the light come on for them and they're catching them at the wrong time where they're about ready to get hot? That's a bit of a concern for me here over the next couple of games based on what we saw last night where they put 16 runs on the board.
Jeff, looking at the lineup for tonight, Josh Smith will lead off batting shortstop. Brant Broussard playing second base, batting second. I think he's starting to come alive a little bit at the plate as well. Antoine Duplantis batting third. Cabrera batting fourth. Cade Beloso, as you mentioned, batting fifth. But here's where it gets interesting because there are four guys right here in this lineup. The next four guys, C.J. Willis, DiGiacomo, along with Saul Garza and Bianco, that weren't in the lineup for a vast majority of the season. In other words, you know, they're new to the lineup, and they're all freshmen or at least newcomers to the LSU program at the bottom third of your lineup.
You hope that a guy like Saul Garza, who finally hit his first home run of the season last night, granted it was quote-unquote in garbage time, but maybe that might get him going. I've kind of felt that way all season long about Garza, is that if maybe he seems like one of those prototypical slugger where the home runs come in bunches, and maybe finally getting off the schneid last night will get him going. Because to me, he's been the missing piece to this lineup, that other right-handed bat to complement Zach Watson as far as a right-handed bat, and a guy that can give you a little thunder, a little home run power, that and it just hasn't come along. And maybe we'll see how – I'm sure we'll find out how significant the injury to Brock Mathis is when Coach Palmieri talks with the reporters after the game. He took a foul tip off his hand last night, and he's getting evaluated today. But if he's out any significant time, they're going to have to depend on Saul Garza. And that bat's got to come alive for that young man, because it's been a struggle to watch him so far this season. So they need to get him going. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, panic's not the right word. The team that's taking the field tonight is just not the team that was lining up on February. Again, it's a team that can come together. But, man, I can understand it. If fans are concerned, I can't sit here and argue against that. And last night was not a good look. When you're getting shellacked 13-0 at one point in the game, Christian, that's not a good look. That's a little concerning.
Especially when the Gators were 6-9 in the SEC coming in.
Yes. And three of those wins, I believe, were against Alabama, mm-hmm. who might be the worst team in the Southeastern Conference. So, again, this could be a Florida team, though, that just might be figuring it out. And LSU could be catching them at the wrong time. But, hey, Cole Henry has been really good for LSU. You got to hope that he can continue it here tonight. And if he gives them a good start, I mean, LSU still put 9 runs on the board last night. This is a Florida bullpen that hasn't been very good. If Cole Henry can keep LSU in the game, hopefully the bats can get going. Looks like the wind is blowing out into left field, it looks like, tonight. Right field. A little bit different, usually blowing out to left field. But a good wind going out there. Maybe that might help some of these left-handed bats. Maybe they can yank a few out of the park, and the Tigers can win in a slugfest if Cole Henry doesn't have it going on tonight.
Jeff Palermo, part of our WBL contributor and also part of the LSU Sports Radio Network. Jeff, I'm rarely critical of Paul Maneri's decision-making, right? I think you are, too, because I think we both understand his baseball acumen. It's up there. It's at the top. He's forgotten more about baseball than we'll ever know. But I did question last night when we found out that Mikhail Hilliard was going to start. I just didn't feel good about it because he's not an effective enough guy to see – unless he's a game 3 starter, he's not a game 1 starter. He's got to be preceded by a guy that throws 92, 94, 95. I think that's what makes him so effective out of the bullpen, because his stuff isn't necessarily all that great. It's not going to blow it. He's not going to blow you away with his fastball. So when I saw that, I was like, man, that's two straight weeks that he's gone out there and gotten smoked in game 1 of a series, because he's just not set up to pitch as a starter on a first game of a series unless he's following a guy with tremendous velocity.
I just don't know what other options they had. I mean, they could have maybe just threw Zach Hess out there and said, hey, we're going to give you 3 innings. I can see, well, what's the difference? You know, because Palmieri said that Zach Hess was available last night, so what's the difference if he's available for 2 innings out of the bullpen, or maybe you just you tell them, hey, we're gonna start you, but you're only gonna throw three innings. Yeah, I guess you can make that argument one way or the other. Mikhail Hilliard was a weekend starter for him last season
on Sunday, though.
I just think that, yeah, but I just think they felt comfortable with that. I just, like I say, I don't think they have many options at this point, Christian, and that's what they thought. We'll see if Zach Hess might come out of the bullpen either tonight or Saturday. But they've just been really hit with the injury bug, and especially with the pitchers to be so limited with pitching that. Clay Moffitt goes out with an injury last night as well. So it's been a rough go for this team, and you just got to hope that these injury issues can clear up here in the next two or three weeks. Or if not, this is a team that could find itself see its season once again end in a regional round somewhere if they can't get rid of this injury bug.
What's Clay Moffitt dealing with?
Well, last night he had not given up an earned run all season long, and then last night he just didn't look like himself. And Alan Dunn went out into the mound after he gave up that three-run homer. And I think he gave up the three-run homer and then a walk. Alan Dunn went out there, and he told him something was bothering him. And that's a shame. I mean, this is a kid he's had like a couple of ACL injuries. Mm-hmm. He's had all kinds of injuries. And, another guy that looks like he's going to be down for a while anyways.
Jeff Palermo, part of the LSU Sports Radio Network, WWL contributor. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it, man.
All right, Christian. Thank you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.